Section 6. Working with Pendulums. Listening to your crystals. Communicating with crystals is easy to do. You just have to practice and make them a part of your daily life. It can be compared to learning a new language if you don't put the work into it. It'll be a while before you see results. The same goes for crystals. Surround yourself with crystals. Carry them with you at all times. Talk to them, meditate with them, and hold them, and you will begin to hear what they are saying to you. The more you listen to your crystals, the easier it will be for them to help you. People have been using crystals for 1,000 years, with most crystals being at least 1,000,000 years old. So let yourself be guided by their ancient wisdom. You can enhance your crystal awareness in a variety of ways through meditation, diet, or a crystal pendulum. Crystal pendulum. One of the simplest ways to listen to your crystals is by working with a crystal pendulum. This technique helps to support your intuition. If you feel like your crystal is trying to talk to you, simply ask your pendulum if it is, yes or no. Before you get started, it is recommended that you steady your elbow on something stable when you are ready to ask the pendulum a question. This makes it much easier not to shake and have better control. To work with a crystal pendulum, hold the crystal's pendulum chain in your dominant hand and ask the pendulum straightforward questions that have a yes or no answer. You want to make sure your question is not worded as an open-ended question. Rather, you want to be sure and phrase it as a yes or no question. You might ask, "Is my wallet in the kitchen?" You can use the crystal pendulum to help you locate your wallet, or whatever it is that you have lost. Pendulums can be quite effective for that kind of work. You might be surprised. Hold the pendulum in your hand and ask it a simple question that has a yes answer. The pendulum will make a movement. Then ask the pendulum the opposite question, and the pendulum should make a different movement. From this, you will have determined which movement is yes and which is no. The crystal pendulum will move in 2 different directions, back and forth, left and right, or in a circular clockwise or counterclockwise direction. The movements will mean either yes or no. Once you have identified your yes or no responses and the direction they go, you are ready to use your crystal pendulum. Using a crystal pendulum gives you the support and a tool to hone in on what it is you're trying to do or achieve. Since crystals hold different light frequencies, they can draw in different energies depending on the crystal that you use in your pendulum. An example is an amethyst pendulum, which is great for enhancing intuitive and psychic abilities. When you are getting your answers from the crystal pendulum, it's not actually the crystal pendulum that holds the answers. A crystal pendulum is a tool and support that allows you to tap into your higher self, which already holds the answers. Crystal pendulums are spiritual tools, and they respond to how they are treated. If you are serious, the crystal pendulum will give you the correct answers. You want to be mindful with the questions you ask. If you use the pendulum as a game or ask the same questions over and over again, it may respond in an insincere way. Release attachment. It is also very important when using a crystal pendulum to not be too attached to the outcome of the question you ask. If you really want a yes answer, then you are probably not the one who should be asking the questions. It's best to ask a friend or someone else to use the crystal pendulum in that case for you. Someone else who is not so attached to the answer to the question. This will remove any energetic bonding or influence. Crystal pendulum uses. 1. Balance your chakras. 2. Get the answers to a yes or no question. 3. Select which crystals to include in your crystal grid. 4. You can use it to help choose crystals when you're selecting crystals to purchase. 5. Help you select the crystals that are right for you. Selecting crystals that are right for you. Hold the crystal pendulum over a crystal. Ask the pendulum whether it is the right crystal for you and wait for the pendulum's movement. This practice is known as dowsing. It is a natural and ancient human ability and possibly the oldest form of divination. Dowsing has been used since before recorded time. Today, dowsing is used by a variety of people. A pendulum or other dowsing tool is a way to answer any question you wish to ask. You can ask anything from whether there is a hidden source of water or oil nearby if a person is ill. Dowsing is a common practice used by water and oil companies throughout the world. Dowsing tools. You can use a pendulum, rods, or forked twigs to douse. Of all the tools, a crystal pendulum is probably the easiest to carry with you. If you are new to dowsing, crystal pendulums are easy to work with because they help to magnify the energy. How to choose a pendulum. Stand in front of a selection of pendulums and choose the first one that you notice. You don't want to think too much about which one you are choosing. Then ask the pendulum whether it is a good one to work with. Keep going through the pendulums until you find one that answers yes. How pendulums work. Inside of yourself, you have an inner intuition or spirit that is connected to everything. It knows if the sun will shine or if it will rain. It is that inner guidance that knows if someone is trustworthy or not, and it also knows which crystals you need. When you ask the crystal pendulum a question, its moves are guided by your natural inner knowing.